There is one surefire way to get on this show.
Really? Have no talent?
Well, yeah, but that's like the hosts of the show.
Oh, okay.
Like us. I'm talking about like callers who want to do a second date update or something like that. One surefire way to make sure your email gets through all the channels to get on the air, and that is to sign it the way that this dude did.
Oh.
He signed his email, Eddie, a.k.a. Gator.
Oh, no.
Any dude that calls himself Gator is always welcome. Eddie, what's up? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. I'm sorry. I called you Eddie. I should have called you Gator. My bad.
Gator?
I go by both.
Why do you go by Gator? Eddie, why is that a decision in your life?
Because in college, I ate a whole chicken breast and really didn't even chew it. Just kind of gulped it down. Like, you know how they feed gators the raw chicken? And I just, it was cooked, but it was pretty impressive.
Whoa!
That's even kind of a dumb story. You ate a chicken breast really fast and they call you Gator now and it haunts you for the rest of your life.
He's a legend!
It doesn't sound like it haunts him. It sounds like Gator digs it.
Yeah, well, you do sound proud.
All right, Gator. Well, tell us about the girl that you want to call today. Does she have a cool nickname?
Not yet. Hopefully someday, because I haven't heard back from her, so.
Okay, what's her name then?
Teresa.
And when you introduce yourself to Teresa, did you introduce yourself as Eddie or Gator?
It was a blind date, so I was introduced as Eddie before I even met her, so that's how that went.
Okay.
Oh, lame. Yeah. All right, so you were set up through friends. Usually that doesn't go very well, but you actually liked her, it sounds like.
Yeah, I had recently got out of a relationship, and a coworker of mine was at a party, and this other gal was saying, oh my gosh, you know, my friend who's really cute, recently divorced, do you know anybody? He's like, yes, I do. You know, Eddie. So we get set up on an actual blind date. No last names, no Facebook, nothing.
Oh, cool.
No idea.
What was it like when you guys showed up, I assume, at a restaurant and saw each other for the first time?
She was very cute. I was like, I get why this gal has not been in the market for a while. I was very impressed.
Nice.
Gator liked what he saw and wanted to chomp down on that little chickie.
Yeah.
Gator did. Yeah.
That is so gross. All of you.
Tell us about the date. How did it go, man?
It went really well. We were just talking and, you know, she was recently single and I was. And then I came up with an idea that I called a vent off. And I was like, how about this? I say one bad thing about the ex. My ex, then you say one bad thing about your ex, and we get back and forth. And,
what?
Yeah, just kind of like a ping pong or tennis of,
no.
of
wow.
anger. Yeah,
Eddie, that's a horrible idea. I mean, the last thing you should be talking about, yeah, you're both recently single, is your exes, let alone bashing them.
Well, it went great, and it ended in a whole bunch of laughter, so she and
it
I had a good time. Yeah,
hey.
And also, it lets you know about them. Like, if they're like, oh, and he always did this, and I'm like, okay, cool, now I know she doesn't like that. So
it turned out,
yeah, vent off.
Okay.
I can't believe that turned out okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. She didn't seem bothered by it one bit.
At the beginning, she was kind of like, well, I don't know. And then I think I started. Then she just absolutely, like, you know, went from first to fourth gear. And she was into it. It was really fun.
Okay, so wait. What was the worst thing you said about your ex?
One time I got super pissed off that she wouldn't shave me.
What?
What?
Some places you can't reach. And I wanted to be, you know, nice and beach ready for the summer. And she refused. And
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, that is...
Know?
Like, would she never shave you, or just one time she didn't shave you and that was it?
Well, she didn't want to shave certain parts, which are hard to reach, and you can get nicks. And when you sit on a nick, it's very painful, man.
Well, you know what? You're better off. Good thing you got rid of her.
Oh, terrible.
Wait, but on your date, did this, like, launch weird conversations like it just did with us?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I mean, you know, not right away, but then at the end, like, we're just laughing, and she's just, like, giggling about, like, I can't believe she wouldn't shave your butt. It was just really a fun, you know, conversation. So
okay, so if even that didn't shake her, why do you think you're not getting a call back?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, the only thing that she went to the bathroom about three or four times, and I didn't ask. I didn't know if it was, you know, food poisoning or maybe, you know, a female thing, or maybe she just needed a break from Gator's face. I don't know.
Mm, that could be it. I'm surprised you didn't ask. I mean, you guys had just shared butt shaving together, so it doesn't seem like anything would be too personal for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, when two people can share butt shaving on a first date, I mean, that's gold. Mm. You don't get better than that. She's tossing that away. I mean, it was really, that's the best standard of first date. So come on. I don't know.
You're absolutely right. When you bond over butt shaving, there's no reason you shouldn't get a call back. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Gator says thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Gator. Hang on.